The question was asked, when one is studying books on tshuva and one wants to develop their tshuva process, should one prefer to work with works that are ancient? Rambam, Maimonides, Mesilat Yesharim, Ramchal, Chovat al-Vavot, or should one prefer to work with present day works that were written this century?
Work backwards or recruit?
Where should one start? So I think that there are two aspects to this question. One is educational and the other one is practical. For practical tshuva, I think that one would do much better working with present day works. They address our present day issues, our present day questions, our present day attitudes, and they give us the system in the format that we need. So I think that when one is actually working on doing tshuva, so then the present day works are going to be best for him. And it's still hard. You have to know, is Rabbi Arya Kaplan's works good for you? Is Rabbi Teitz, Rabbi Akiva Teitz's work good for you? Is it Miriam Adan? Is it Rabbi Orlowick? There are many authors and they have different styles, but they all talk to our way of thinking, our way of talking, our language. On the other hand, there's an educational question. When you want to educate yourself and build your knowledge base, it's not about your own personal tshuva this minute. It's about your knowledge and your understanding of tshuva. So there we would definitely prefer starting with Mishlei, beginning with the most classical works, working through Maimonides, Rabbeinu Yonah. I think those are two aspects of knowledge. Education, as far as my knowledge base, so then we start with the classical works. But when I'm dealing with the question of my actual tshuva, I got to work with what works for me, which is usually going to be the modern day commentaries.
So I couldn't think of another subject.